Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a few minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. If your ear holes are sucking us in live, a little bit after 5 out east, and, you know, do the maths everywhere else. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the place at the end of the block where ladies with short skirts hang out and guys with mustaches and scary people. I don't know. I'm trying to paint a picture. The bad kids at the end of the block kind of shit.
Why do the ladies have short skirts?
In every neighborhood I lived in growing up, it was the black family.
Oh, really?
That you avoided. We were the surfers of white flight.
Oh, shit.
We were frequently, yeah. Not proud of that. Anyway, my name's Patrick Vile. We're going to be here the next couple of hours.
I'm for white flight. I wish the more white people can move out of my neighborhood, the better. Mm-hmm. Fuck you guys. Guess what? I'm tired of the corner bakeries and the, what's the other one? Structure?
Your Paneras.
Yeah. Retail. All your crap.
Your Starbucks.
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer.
give me a pawn shop.
Give me a mustache and a short skirt to wear.
And a way to somehow wire money back to the old country. That's all you need.
Evil.
Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, here on this Thursday. Tons of shit going on in the world. A big news morning. SCOTUS.
SCOTUS.
I mean, really, the sphincter opened and they must have had Indian food or something because they plopped out a whole bunch of decisiones, two biggies, one good, one bad, for those of us that, I don't know, have hearts and empathy and shit. I'm sure that'll be one of the headlines and stuff. And then the Popo that was driving the death wagon for Freddie Gray, skirted nothing.
Why?
He was slightly inconvenienced, Ryan. He had to get fingerprinted and shit, and then had to go to court and stuff. So,
but what about the guy that he sort of killed?
Well, right.
Or he killed.
Right.
Had he not been driving that way, would Freddie Gray be alive?
So somehow, even though Baltimore admitted that there was a failure of protocol and procedure in many, many ways along the way, there's going to be no accountability for that.
Not that it matters. I mean, I guess. I mean, can the guy be sued civilly by those families?
Who knows what kind of laws they passed? Who knows if there were Republicans in office that would have been like, let's pass a law that you can't sue the police civilly.
Somehow we fucked your shit up. You don't know yet, but we have. That's what the Republicans do. It's fucking shit. Aren't we still shaking off what Reagan did to this country?
Oh, right. Like herpes.
Not even shaking it off.
Right. I guess we could check and see what the headlines, you know, we'll get right into the headlines. I have a feeling. I may know that there might be some of the SCOTUS or some of the shit that we're talking about right now.
SCOTUS.
Let's see what Sarah says.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about
that. That's us. From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, June the 23rd, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
I'm slipping through the puberty in the middle of the show, ladies and gentlemen.
These are your headlines.
Grossest thing I've ever heard.
Not slipping into puberty.
I thought you said slipping through. That's disgusting.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
Everybody did it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the way, the slipping.
Well, if you use lube, otherwise you get chafed down there. There's a lot of activity when you're going through puberty.
I don't mean to be an asshole or anything, but really, and how do I say this politely, but just children, I don't hate kids. I really don't. I love kids, but on some level, some kids are disgusting and gross, and you see them walking down the street when they get out of school, and they're just littering. You know how many kids I see walking down the street on Vermont Avenue? They just toss trash. They open up a candy thing and they just toss it into the street as if, I don't know what they think happens to a Twizzler wrapper. Does it end up, you know where it ends up, kids? In the fucking blowhole of a goddamn bottlenose dolphin. That's where it goes, you idiots. Quit littering. One time I was on the, what is this?
What's up?
What is this?
What are you enjoying out here, man?
Nothing.
Minding our own business?
Just hanging out. What are you guys doing here?
God, this is a long way to go. Wait.
5 feet. Fuck with me. Did you hear me? I said, get off my lawn.
Fuck off. Yeah, right. No, it is true.
It's a long way to go.
But no, get your litter off the fucking planet. I think, you know. We need more.
Save that one.
Can we have some more PSAs that teaches kids not to fucking litter? I mean, and you know, it's just everywhere. Right. I was on the train. I saw some kid. Remember years ago, I was in Chicago. Some kid ate a Hershey's bar or whatever. Then had this wrapper dropped on the ground. And I looked at the kid like, what the fuck are you doing? The kid was like, what? We all have to live on this fucking planet, you asshole.
Well, it'd be one thing. If they would allow us to create jobs for people to pick that shit up and pay them a living wage and treat them like humans.
I'll do that job. Somebody needs to do it. All that, you know where all that shit ends up? In that gigantic fucking rotating island of plastic the size of goddamn Texas somewhere in the Pacific, right?
Yeah.
Would you fucking sharks and dolphins choking to death?
Listen, old man, you don't want to fuck with me.
Yeah.
Did you hear me? I said, get off my lawn now.
Clint Eastwood, batshit crazy lunatic.
Yeah, yeah.
Right-wing nut
crazy.
Job.
Crazy.
But made some fun movies.
Do you think he's a good director?
Yeah, occasionally,
I
had a big problem with, didn't he direct Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil?
I do not know that answer.
Well,
Kate?
Yeah, sick the interns on that one. But
consult IMDb.
That's one where I made the mistake of reading the book first. And that's a difficult decision.
I never do that.
Well, yeah, it's hard now because what if those characters stick in your brain if you see the movie first and then read a book? You can't get rid of, if you read Harry Potter, you can't get rid of Emma Watson
as Hermione.
I
do not read books where the movie's out or anything like that because it ruins it for me because I think of that actor. I resent that.
Right. And I read the book. It's a great book, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. It's about
It's
shenanigans in Savannah, Georgia.
Wait, who's in that?
Cusack.
It's not Kevin Spacey.
Correct.
The poor man's Kevin
Spacey.
No,
Kevin Spacey.
John Cusack.
Kevin Spacey plays, is in it, I think. He plays the crazy very large character in town.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You are large.
Allegedly homosexual.
You are crazy.
Then there's Lady Chablis.
Oh, yes.
Who is the one of the town transgender persons. And she's quite the character.
Right.
And she plays herself, actually.
Oh, okay.
She's the actual person from the book, I believe, that lives in Savannah, played herself in the movie. But that was one of those times where they added a love interest it just didn't fucking exist.
Yes.
It just didn't exist in the book. And all of a sudden, The whole thing was about the John Cusack character. Let's use the fucking actors. The John Cusack character goes to, I don't know, research something and starts learning about, like, there was a murder or something. I don't remember it all. It was a long, long time ago. But it was a really great book. And the main character is the town. The town's so cool, the way the author writes it. And all the characters, it just seems like a fun fucking place to live just because of the batshit, batty, crazy, kind of anything goes. But then there's that southern, oh, let's pretend to be all nice to each other bullshit going on. Genteel.
As long as you're white.
Right. And that's in it, too. So he goes and he kind of gets sucked in by the town. He's Mr. like New York journalist.
Sure.
And he ends up falling in love with this town. But there's no vaginal influence in the book upon his decision to stay in the town.
There's no vagina?
Right. But in the movie, they just crowbarred in a vagina.
But Savannah is supposed to be the vagina, correct? The city?
Okay.
Place?
Oh, yeah,
I
maybe.
I mean, maybe.
Sure.
I don't know.
And guess who got cast? It was Clint Eastwood, by the way. We've just had notice from the
confirmation
from our
interns, on that.
From our fact finders.
Thank you.
That it was Clint Eastwood. The name of the actor.
Yes.
Let's use gender neutral. The actor who played this character out of nowhere, who literally shows up in the beginning. They fuck in act two.
Oh, shit.
And in act three, she's like, oh, we can't do this. And they're
just no fucking. Wow.
And then her name, the actress's name, is Allison Eastwood.
Oh, my God. That's Clint Eastwood's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, who's the bigger father-daughter combo? Is it Allison Eastwood and Clint versus
Trump and Ivanka?
Nine!
Oh.
No, shit. Ron Howard and whoever his daughter's name is with the red hair. You know what I'm talking about.
Sure, yeah. I can't remember
Who knows?
Her first name.
Who's bigger? Who's a bigger star? I'm going to go with Ron Howard and whatever his daughter's name is.
I think so, too, because I don't really know what Allison Eastwood has been in. Other than Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil,
hey, listen,
to be honest.
If you're Allison Eastwood, I'd be like, you know what movies I want to do? The ones that my dad's directing. I'm going to have the best time in those. Fuck those other movies. My dad's Clint Eastwood.
That one just bugged me. So there you go. There's absolutely nothing. We just did nothing. Talked about nothing.
Right.
Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal.
A fate.
Huffington Post.
You know, in Savannah, if you go to Jekyll Island, which I believe is just across the way, there's a shit ton of golf courses there. And if you want, you can drive around on one of these little pedal carts and fuck with the alligators.
Oh,
hang
I thought
out.
You said you could slap black people.
Why would I say that? No. You can slap the gators. There's gators all over the place. And people fuck with them all the time because they think they're harmless. And they look like, I mean, there's something weird about an alligator. When it's just sitting there sunning.
It's like a turd floating, right?
It's so big. It looks like it's not agile, and it looks like it can't move.
Right.
But let me tell you something. Those bitches are prehistoric and will fuck
right.
you up. As a Hollywood hick would say, okay, okay.
Bitch-ass bitches.
Bitches.
The headline at the HuffPo says... Well, this is the bad news on the SCOTUS side. SCOTUSOL side. I don't know what SCOTUS means. The SCOTUSOL side.
Nothing good.
SCOTUS deadlock. Millions of immigrants left in limbo.
Wonderful.
You know, limbo, that Catholic concept. That
gross.
That wonderful place where little babies who don't get dunked in water go.
By the way.
Because Jesus.
Yeah. Shout out to all the cardinals and all the pervs out there saying shit about the LGBT. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Did you see that article?
Fuck you.
Some cardinals like, hey, if you're having friends over for the holidays, don't invite, and they have kids, you shouldn't invite your gay relatives.
Oh, shut up. Shut the fuck up, too.
Yeah. How about don't invite a priest? How do you like that?
No, right.
I mean, honestly, what nerve do they have to say? I mean, they're the biggest pedophiles in the history of fucking Jesus. What do you think about that?
Right?
Infuriating.
So the SCOTUS news is that a deadlock, but I guess if there's a silver lining to this, that the four jerkwads who voted to not allow some form of relief to people who are have been in this country for a long time and just happen to not have papers to prove that they are citizens. Obama's plan to grant partial amnesty to some of these people, I guess, like kids going to college, et cetera, et cetera.
Children? Are we worried about children? Are we scared of them if we're white?
Well, Texas is, because Texas, of course, brought the lawsuit.
Fuck you, boy!
And if there's good news, again,
right,
in the horrible, untimely death in the, you know, under bizarre circumstances at a weird hunting cult that he was at.
Why are you being buried in a fucking Harry Potter robe, you weird freak?
Antonin Scalia, when he left his mortal coil.
Bye, Felicia.
Recently, is that, you know, he, you, which way he would have voted on this one. And it would have gotten completely grabbed by both ears and nostril fucked.
Oh, yes. He might. Who knows? Who knows if he would have been into that, the nostril fucking. The weird outfit he was found in, right?
Right.
We don't know.
The Obama calls it heartbreaking, the decision. But at least all it does is it leaves standing the lower court, the Texas court, decision.
Yes.
That basically is the three words. Fuck you, Obama, is basically the words. And fuck you, immigrants. And
doesn't everyone like Obama? I love that guy. He's a great president.
He's still black, Ryan.
Oh, wait a second. I forgot. Okay.
Still black.
Damn.
So they, at least it goes back, and that means it could come back to the Supreme Court at a later date, possibly when we're saying Madam President and sanity wins out and we get sane people on the Supreme Court. Assuming that's going to happen, I still don't, I'm still not convinced that the Republicans won't create a constitutional crisis, literally, and say, we're good with eight. We're not allowing you libtards to put that on.
They're doing it now.
But they're pretending that they have an excuse in that you should wait for the people to decide in November, which is all bullshit also.
The people don't decide shit in this country.
Once that happens, once the election is over with, are they just going to be like, okay.
Fuck no.
Here you go. And what if Hillary Rodham Clinton nominates Barack Hussein Obama?
I love it.
To the SCOTUS.
He will never have a hearing. He will never, ever have a fucking hearing.
How do they justify that, though?
I mean, who knows?
But they will. They'll say, fuck you. He was the worst president ever. Half the country hates him. We can't allow it.
Yeah.
We're going to only have eight.
I mean, you talk about justification. You're talking about how you would justify that in your mind. You couldn't, because you're sane. These lunatic right-wing nut job, weird-ass sky god sucker offers, I don't know how they justify anything.
Right.
They're crazy. They just got so much NRA money, so much Jesus money, so much Coke money packed so tightly up their ass like a fucking musket.
One,
you know what I mean?
One sentence ruling. It says the judgment is affirmed by an equally divided court. Means they didn't exactly indicate how they voted. Which generally means that we could look and see who voted which way, and it doesn't take a major rocket science, because there's four pretty significant ideologues left on there.
Oh, I know.
So the that's the headline over at the HuffPo. The president is heartbroken that they just don't want to. They're leaving the executive actions on hold. So now undocumented immigrants are again in this weird limbo status. They just don't care about people. They just don't care about people.
But like, what does it mean for them though? If they're in that status, I mean, what are you allowed to do? Are you allowed to work? Or do you have to work illegally under the table? Are you allowed to drive?
I mean,
I'm just wondering.
Right. In some states, God. I know in California, we're pretty liberal about that. Like, I think you can get a, I don't think you need to prove citizenship to get a driver's license. I think that was a big one that drove them crazy.
Yeah, man.
Drove them crazy. What? The second they walk through the door, you should dart them.
No one is after you. I feel like a lot of this shit with right-wing nut job, idiot, fuck stick America could be solved with just reassuring these assholes that no one is after your guns. No one is after your Jesus. No one is after you.
Well, it's hard when the only way that
stand down,
these
stupid
other assholes are staying in office and in power and in the money is by convincing these idiots of just the exact opposite.
Make America white again.
Right, that's amazing.
That fucking guy from Tennessee.
Go to yesterday's show, ladies and gentlemen, crabdiving.com, iTunes, or Stitcher.
Hey.
We talked about Tennessee. I don't know if he's still running or not. His online presence seemed to have vaporized, but he was an actual independent candidate for Congress trying to raise money, and he spent some money on a couple of billboards that a couple of great patriots down in Tennessee put up. That said, one of them said, make America white again. And literally, I mean, there were pictures. There were like stock photos of happy white families surrounding it. And then whatever the guy, I'm not even going to say the guy's name. I don't even remember
fuck
it.
But him.
It was an asshole racist for congress.com. And then make America white again.info. And both of those are down or were down. But he was an actual candidate, and when he was contacted, he confirmed it and said, yeah, I think it's the way most of the county feels.
Now, oh, yes.
We don't disagree with him. And that's why you have scissors with rounded edges in kindergarten. Right?
Yeah, because unfortunately the Bible Belt is filled with a bunch of childish people that are worried that Jesus is going to rain down hellfire upon them if
right.
I don't even know what kind of paranoia they're living in. They need a daddy. Alabama needs a daddy. A lot of other states do, too.
The Drudge Report, I mean, I'm sure the Drudge Report can't contain itself and are trying to type through jizz-soaked keys right now.
No, that's difficult.
On their keyboards.
If you have the same problem, please go to crabdiving.com, Amazon, crabdiving.com/Amazon and buy a sneeze guard for your
sneeze guard.
PC equipment. Yes! Stop it! It burns!
Ooh.
Oh, damn.
That's
off to the hospital kind of shit right there.
It ripped. Although the Drudge Report does, it lists all four of the big decisions today. The first one in red, which it's really happy and jizzy about, Obama blocked on immigration.
Jizzy?
Yeah. but the one that we like.
What are we jizzy about?
Is the one from Texas.
Getting jizzy with it.
Where the hashtag, I think it was Becky with the bad grades, was trending, and it's this white girl from Texas who sued because she couldn't get into UT Austin.
What?
Because they let someone brown in ahead of her.
Oh, my God.
So they were making fun of her, like, well, if your grades are good enough, it wouldn't have mattered.
Right.
So Texas,
fuck you.
She sued.
Right.
And on what it became a major case that could have shut down affirmative action everywhere, whether or not the University of Texas could consider the race of student applicants in a limited way to build a diverse student body. In other words, if this Becky and a person of color got the exact same grades,
is Becky stand?
They might give it to Becky because she's not of color and they're trying to be more diverse.
Yes.
Becky said that's not fair, that's racism.
Well,
and the Supreme Court in a 4-3 decision. Now, we only had 7 voting because Elena Kagan recused herself. She had apparently dealt with a similar case earlier as a judge or as a lawyer. So she felt she could not be unbiased.
Okay.
In the amazing, because all those Monsanto cases have made it to the fucking SCOTUS. But, and when did that one asshole
Clarence Thomas, doesn't he recuse himself from those?
Who came from Monsanto. He was corporate counsel for Mon fucking Santo.
But that means he was just their lawyer. That doesn't mean he's in bed with them. What do you? Is that even a good paying job?
Right.
Does that pay anything? God damn it.
So.
And God, that is fucked up.
It's crazy. 4-3 decision.
Ooh.
Now, I guess this means that it would have been 5-3, right? Because Kagan, there's no way Kagan would have voted for Becky with the bad grades.
No.
So I guess it's a good sign that that 5-3, but who are the three?
I'm
assholes?
Against her recusing herself because they're not doing it. So fuck them.
Well, but she's taking the high ground.
No. Mistake. Oh, taking the high ground. Where does that get you?
I think you have a point. I think Obama tried that for 4 years.
Fail. These people are fucking assholes. And the other thing is, like, listen, I guess we can't go after this Elena for taking the high ground, but I will say this. That you're making your own concerns bigger than the cause.
Right.
So what? You're going to feel like you shouldn't be on there? That's going to make you feel strange? How about swallow that? Deal with it. Just fucking deal with being wrong, a flawed person. Just fucking help, okay? God damn it.
Tweet us during the show at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. Thanks to Jennifer K.
Yes.
Tammy. Supermodel Sonia, who retweeted us.
Super.
And 100 and some others on a tweet we had this morning that did rather well.
That
Thank
was a great tweet.
For tweeting.
At Vile Experience, pin the tweet.
Should we pin that tweet?
What does that mean?
Penned. I thought you said pin the tweet.
Oh, pin it to the top. Pin that bitch to the top.
But it's really only good today because it's about the sit-in.
No,
which is over.
Well, pin it, a little unpin it at the end of the day.
The faux GOP outrage over the Democratic sit-in is laughable when the Repubs have staged a sit-in since Obama took the oath. # do nothing GOP.
Right. What if we try to pin it and it accidentally gets deleted? That's terrifying. I'm afraid to do it.
Dun, dun, dun.
No one touch it.
Becky with the bad grades trending still.
It's Becky Stan.
On the Twitter.
Shucky ducky, Becky.
One person non-sympathetic to Becky says, Becky with the bad grades thought the game was rigged against her. Turns out it was rigged for her, and she still lost.
Damn, shucky ducky.
So the Justice Kennedy said the university's consideration of race was a, quote, factor... Oh, boy. Factor of a factor of a factor.
Oh, my God. Say what you mean.
And met the court's narrow precedence. In other words, sometimes you gotta...
Is he a Kennedy like a...
No.
Like one of those Kennedys?
No. Sometime you gotta take one for the team.
Is that what he said?
I guess. I'm trying to interpret this. Sometimes you have to chip away... You have to weigh... When you're weighing rights versus rights... Sometimes one of them might have to take precedent a little bit over the other, like our right to not get shot.
Yes. Well, no, you might don't have
take
that right.
precedence over some asshole's what he thinks is his
yes.
right to buy a gun that shoots 10 rounds per second
based on a document very important to us, written by old freaky weirdos in flouncy shirts with slaves.
Yes.
And wooden teeth and quills.
Right.
All that.
And muskets.
Yes. That justifies a pile of dead children.
The, great. So.
Yeah, muskets!
The, let's see. Of course, Alito, who really, I used to sling liberal poo at
right.
Scalia. He's just more. He was heinous, don't get me wrong. Laughable. But on some levels, if you ever watch him in an interview or something, there is a tiny bit of, I don't know, charm about him or something. Right. I mean, there's something. And everybody, even people that didn't like him, said he was brilliant. He was smart.
Yes.
But this Alito, this he's just reptilian. He just seems like...
Who appointed his ass?
Bigger evil, one of the Bushes.
Oh, really?
Might have been Bush Dad.
Bush the Greater?
It might have been Bush Jr.
Okay.
But he's actually the kind of the more frightening ideologue. Like, Scalia was more into the pristineness of the white virginal constitution that you can't touch it. You can't change it.
It's so fucked up.
Alito, I really think, is just a... He was W. He was put in by W in 2006.
I mean, but dude...
He's really a right-wing nut job, heinous, corporatist.
Right.
Doesn't really give a shit about poor people or black people or gay people type
but,
of
but
human.
We've been over this again and again on Crab Diving. Please go to Stitcher and iTunes, listen to old episodes, whatever. I got to tell you something, but the Constitution has amendments in it, right?
Sure.
So you wouldn't, because it has something called amendments, which means to amend, to change.
How dare you?
Wouldn't you just
be logical.
Wouldn't you assume that that's a document that is amendable? Amendable?
Isn't that second one an amendment?
Do you realize? Yes. Oh, look at that.
That in itself.
The second amendment.
Is an amendment. It was tacked on at the end.
Could be amended.
Oh
my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What about my
it
guns?
It didn't need to be. It was interpreted by that what was it, Keller? I think was the name of the decision.
I know not.
That the get where they kind of invented, or they actually took the script that the NRA shoved into their holes,
ooh,
wrapped in hundreds.
Let me take a breath.
Wrapped in millions, I'm sure. And they Heller decision.
Yes.
Keller, like Helen Keller.
Helen Keller.
Might as well have been.
Now, would she be allowed to have a gun under current law? She would be, right?
Five,
she can't hear and she can't speak.
5-4 decision in 2008 that decided that the Second Amendment, that basically ignore that well-regulated militia part. It means that Billy Earl, sister fuck, down in his trailer in Mississippi can
Lord
own
and lady sister fuck
can own whatever sure. kind of hardware he fucking wants
and yeah,
for his protection.
Right, and I can carry that wherever I want. I can I have the right for that gun to fall out of my pocket and go off and shoot some toddler in the face.
Right.
Second Amendment, bitch.
So there you go. The Scotal decisions, bad one on the immigration, good one on affirmative action.
Yay.
Over at the Drudge Report, they do list the other two in the headlines.
Okay.
So, surprisingly. Sorry, I had a Coke right before the show. Uh-huh. I shouldn't do that.
Monsanto. Do they make Coca-Cola?
No, I'm sure.
I'm
sure I'm not putting
Coca-Cola.
I'm not putting angel tit juice into my system.
By the way, we're all out of angel tit juice. Wait for it's expensive. You know, when I lived in Virginia, a little town called Clifton Forge, in the Allegheny Mountain chain. Very, very rednecky, very hillbilly. A lot of my classmates didn't even have phones because who the fuck would you call anyway? I knew this guy, friend of mine, real country feller. He's like, one time my grandma drank a Coca-Cola, and it turned her feet black, so she sued him.
She kissed real good.
Turned her feet black.
Turned her feet black.
Coke will turn you black.
Oh, but there's nothing worse than that.
Oh, no!
Actually, I think it might be just the opposite. Probably one of those things you soak in it, and it probably...
Class action lawsuit.
Bleaches your skin.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
So that's the headline over at the Drudge. We want to see what the other two are. The other two headlines over at the Drudge. Warrantless breath, not blood for DUI. The Supreme Court also placed new limits...
Yes.
On state laws making it a crime for motorists suspected of drunk driving to refuse alcohol tests. Justices ruled the police must obtain a search warrant before requiring drivers to take blood alcohol tests, but not breath tests, which the court considers less intrusive. So they can make you, I guess there's some states where they can force you to, they can take your blood.
Oh, shit.
Whether you want to or not. And the Supreme Court said that's some bullshit, apparently.
God, thanks, SCOTUS. I mean, I'm just walking around. You're going to take my blood? Fuck you.
Drivers, it says, the ruling came in three cases. Drivers challenged so-called implied consent laws in Minnesota and North Dakota as violating the Constitution's ban on unreasonable searches and seizures. State Supreme Courts upheld yes. laws in Minnesota and North Dakota.
Fuck you.
It says drivers in all 50 states can have their licenses revoked for refusing drunk driving tests. The ruling affects laws in 11 states that go farther by imposing criminal penalties for such refusal. So they can take away your license.
I thought that was your
regardless.
Right.
Regardless. No. God. It's a privilege.
To refuse a test.
It's your right to refuse, but a consequence is you lose the privilege of driving.
Of driving, oh, okay.
Alito, bafflingly, on the side of good, I guess, on this one, wrote for the majority that breath tests do not implicate significant privacy concerns, unlike blood tests.
Okay, here's what I think. I think Alito is probably, he probably gets money from the people that make the breath tests and no money from people that make the blood test. That's how right. he votes. I mean, come on. It's got to be. Alleged.
Of course. Oh, is this six to one or six to two? I don't have exactly the number that voted on this one, but it says... six justices agreed with Alito's opinion on the breath tests, although Justice Clarence Thomas wrote separately saying he would have found both tests valid without a warrant.
No, of course,
saying
Clarence.
Any distinction between breath and blood tests is an arbitrary line in the sand. So Clarence Thomas is like, stick them and yeah, suck yeah. the blood out
it
of them. Who
fun.
Cares?
And he also said, hey, we're talking about people here, right? Oh, I don't give a shit about them, so right. fuck you. God.
Justice.
Who nominated Thomas? Was that Bush the first? I think
yes,
it was.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Justice Sotomayor,
fucking God.
Along with Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, wrote a separate opinion saying they would have gone further and required search warrants for both breath and blood alcohol tests.
Yeah, why not? I mean, why do we want to give...
She said there's no governmental interest... making it impractical for an officer to get a warrant before measuring a driver's alcohol level.
I mean, do you think when we have these self-driving cars, will people still... will you be allowed to be shit-faced in a self-driving car?
Probably not for a while. You're probably going to have to still be able to take over for the robot head if it doesn't...
In case what?
In case
there's
it decides,
an update.
It decides it wants to kill all the humans on the planet
Well,
and mow them
right.
down.
We got to stop driving. That's just not the way to go. We got to all switch over to this mass transit model because I hate driving, and it's so much easier on trains and buses. You just sit there, mind your own fucking business. You know, and hopefully nobody's playing their music too loud in their headphones so you hear it.
The last Supreme Court decision that they show here over on the HuffPost says that the Supreme Court made it tougher for federal prosecutors to seek longer prison terms for people convicted of repeat violent crimes. I guess that's good that it said justices ruled five to three Thursday. Lower courts are limited in how they can consider prior state crimes for purposes of increasing sentences.
Okay.
So I think that's one of the remnants of the tough on crime where no matter what they do, especially if they're brown.
Yeah.
You do two crimes. Put him away for life. Put him away for life. He looked at a white woman.
Is this
that's
tough,
track three.
Is this tough on crime shit created by the GOP? Is this like... is this just a thing to...
And
Clinton?
Yeah, and the neo-libs of the Clintons. That's how they got wrested away from all those neocons of Reagan era, that's how they got control back a little bit, was they caved. They gave in on the progressive movement and caved in on a lot of shit.
It sucks.
They played into the public ninny fear of crime, crime. All the black people are coming for you.
That's so fucking stupid, man.
And that's one of the problems a lot of people had with the Clinton campaign. They've done a lot of good. I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong. Better than the Republicans would have
been. That narrative, but talking about, is particularly damning. And it's fucking harmful to our society.
Right.
Demonization of the poor, racism. What are we still fucking dealing with?
So was NAFTA.
Yeah, Jesus, Bill.
So they, you know, they fucked the nose hole a little
bit. Bill fucked everything, including the country.
Yeah.
Just couldn't quit. Couldn't help himself sometimes.
Polls, I believe, might still be open over across the pond.
Hello. Right.
For the British exit.
The Brexit.
From the EU.
Are they doing it?
They were showing neck and neck. A lot of the world markets were showing the yips today because many people think it ain't going to be good world economy if the Brits,
yes,
if the isolationists win in Britain and
fuck you,
yes,
we want to be our own country.
Colonel Mustard.
Why do I give a fuck?
They are their own country, Brexit, by the way.
If they Brexit, is it better for me or is it worse? Does it matter?
I think
in the least.
I think it probably is better. First of all, I haven't studied this implicitly, but the vibe I get from the little bit of scratching at the surface I've done is
it's bad.
I think we would prefer they stay.
Okay, guys, I am against this Brexit.
Don't
do it.
Well, because the right wing nut jobs are for it. So
don't do it then.
When you've got UKIP and all the old people are for it. I saw a chart that said with all the different, you know, they don't just have two parties there. They've got a whole bunch of parties, a couple of main ones, and then more extreme and more moderates on the sides. And they all have to work together and convince people and compromise and shit to get shit done.
Fuck you.
And the UKIP party,
UK
Independent Party, was the only one that their opinions didn't change by age in the polls.
Oh,
whether to get out of Britain or whether Britain to get out of the EU or not. UKIP was all 100%. Get out. Fuck them. Fuck you, brown people. Put up a wall. Those are the Trumpalos of Britain.
Right. Soccer fans.
And
basically.
even some of the more moderate parties they split by age. Like once you get 40, 50 years of age, it was amazing. They go up above the
by our standards,
let's get out.
By our standards, is the EU progressive?
I guess. There's some, you know, I guess. But there's also, it's economic. And the world economy still is sucking at the evil, shriveled black teat of world capitalism.
But didn't the EU sue Google?
Well, they're better. But nonetheless,
they banned fracking.
The whole system is still based on... let's keep corporations somehow somewhat happy. Nobody's saying...
So we're still getting fucked.
Well, yeah.
Damn. But no fracking. That's good.
Well, right. But then they still have big, giant corporations influencing what's good for the people way too much. I mean, they win some of the bigger ones than we do here. But
do they have penis checkers?
No.
Manning the bathrooms?
I don't believe so.
Show me your dick.
Weird. You were in Italy and Spain, in Spain. But Italy, they couldn't be more Jesus-y. You can't turn your face without getting slapped by the guy hanging on the cross with great abs,
right? And it's still fake.
But
yes,
they're still more liberal.
Yeah, that's crazy,
right? They're still of a tight ass.
How do they square that? If Jesus says don't do X, Y, and Z, then how do they vote
for politics? Because they say Jesus didn't say that.
It's in opposition. They say Jesus didn't say that.
Right. They're not as Old Testament-y as our insane, batshit extremists here in the United States.
So a guy, a gay guy, eating a raw pork sandwich dressed in blended fabrics, sucking on a penis, does not warrant a bunch of stones being thrown at him.
For the most part.
Okay.
They have their nuts, too, by the way. Ooh. They have their extreme righties, but far less than us. Look at they're rioting. They've been rioting for so long. The police are asking for a day off.
Well, that's a matter of cardio.
In France.
Yes. That's a matter of cardio. This is cardio.
So I guess that's a good one, that they're limiting the use of repeat offenders, because there should be leeway. The judges should be able to look at the exigent circumstances and make a determination. It should not be three strikes and you're out. We've got how many people rotting in jail for life?
Shit tons.
Because of weed.
It's so stupid.
Nonviolent. They were caught with a trunk full of weed going to make some people happy at a college.
God damn it.
And all of a sudden, that's strike three. You're in jail for life. For life.
That's so fucking stupid.
What is wrong with this country?
We're oddly punitive.
Yeah.
We like to discipline.
And they want more.
Ooh, yeah, man.
More. So there you go. Those are the headlines over at the HuffPo and the Drudgy Report. Dun, dun, dun.
Damn.
What else have we got? Speaking of weed.
Right.
Is a quick little transition story.
Oh, I saw a marijuana story on our Facebook.
There's a couple of them. One is both out of Colorado, actually. Colorado recently passed a new law, House Bill 1436, which, starting July 1st, will make certain types of gummy weed candies illegal.
Oh, I saw that. That's bullshit. Those are great. I've heard they're great.
Not all gummy shapes will be banned, just ones that are, quote, shaped in a manner to entice a child. What the fuck does that mean?
It can't be a bear, or like...
Right. So it could be a cock.
Can it be a ring?
Of a gummy cock and tits. Jesus. Give me some gummy titties.
What do you think about this?
What, ridiculous.
Get out of my...
It's ridiculous.
Gummy bears, you fucking idiot.
It's ridiculous. It's throwing a bone to the ninnies of the right, who are upset that they lost the argument on weed.
How much is a bag of weed gummy bears cost in Colorado, where the weed's overpriced and expensive because it's free market shit they got going on?
Chris Christie, who is, a lot of people are saying, still in the running or lumbering for vice president candidate for the orange puckered face dude, has said if he became president, he would make sure it was stayed a class one, and he would make sure that those laws in Colorado and Oregon and these other states that are making it legal would go. That's right. It. No weed for you. So it's not still a crazy right-wing issue. I mean, he's considered, what, a mainstream Republican.
I mean, they're so expensive. You're not going to let some kid eat your gummy bears. You know, like $30-$40 a bag. Right. No one's leaving that out for Junior to find. I'm sorry. And listen, this is going to sound crazy. Say Junior finds your gummy bear weed, and he has a couple. It's not going to fucking kill him, is it?
It'll make your evening better.
Yeah, he'll
sit fall
there.
Asleep, yeah.
God. Nobody's worried about Junior finding your fucking gun. You know what I mean? Your gun, you got knives, you got cleaning products all over your fucking house. If he finds any of those, believe me, it's more of a problem than your stupid-ass gummy weed. Ah, damn it. Sometimes they just can't stand these ninnies.
There's a lot of them.
So fucking dumb. What if he finds your bug spray and huffs that?
And on our Facebook, I have this other news out of Colorado. It's a study that shows that since legalization, right? And what were the ninnies saying? What's going to happen if we legalize it?
Crime.
Oh, my God. Crime's going to go up. Everybody's going to be stoned.
Pregnancies.
And stealing everything and fucking each other.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. What about the children? Well, it turns out, guess what's gone down?
Everything.
Teen marijuana use has gone down.
Because it's less demonized or something?
Right.
Or who gives
and
a shit?
And it's less cool. It's less enticing, I guess, too.
But,
because
but
it's less illicit or whatever.
Because this gateway drug is now legal, are more people doing meth?
No.
And
no,
coke
everything's
and
down.
Heroin and shit like
crime
that.
Crime is down.
Okay.
Everything is better in Colorado
shit.
Now that people can kind of get high.
That's amazing. It's not amazing. It makes sense. You decriminalize something. See, decriminalize, you're taking the crime out of it.
That the people want.
Right? Yeah, we want it.
That the people want. How many years, I've been around a few years, and most people don't give a shit, either don't give a shit about it that I hung around with, or we're smoked it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I can only think of a couple that were like virulently anti-weed. And they're very hardcore
right.
conservative Republicans.
It's
now.
Fucked up.
I think I've got some sound here.
Oh, yes.
From.
Do we have a clip?
Yes, we do.
Yeah,
from
the United
than,
Gay States of America. America's new transvestite army.
America's new transvestite army.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Rick Wiles of the True News.
What's his dickhead blabbering
radio
on about
program?
Today? What's he got to say?
Is talking about what's going on in the Republican presidential race with the candidate, the orange dude.
Yes.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, it's perpetual duck face.
He gave a speech yesterday, teleprompter, boring.
Oh, yeah, this sucks.
Said a couple shitty things, but in a boring way.
Right.
Great.
Now he just sucks.
Here is Rick Wiles on his True News program.
Is he for Trump?
Oh, yeah. Here's Rick Wiles, right-wing Christo Ninny.
Okay.
And this was not a campaign rally. This was a private session for Donald Trump to...
He's talking about this meeting that Trump had with the evangelicalists where he was trying to prove how much he loves Jesus and much they should give him money. That's where he agreed to hire Michelle Bachmann for his evangelical...
Right.
And this was not a campaign rally.
His evangelical Mullah Council,
yeah.
Or whatever you want to call them.
Trump trying to sell himself as evangelical. It's just funny to think about, like, what does he do? How does he act around these people? I mean,
it seems
it's fascinating to me because this behavior doesn't suit this guy.
Right.
I mean, as much as I know about him from the news and shit, he doesn't seem like some guy that likes to pray to something. I don't know.
You mentioned the Bible. You've been talking about how it's your favorite book. And you said, I think last night in Iowa, some people are surprised that you say that. I'm wondering what one or two of your most favored Bible verses are and why.
I wouldn't want to get into it because to me that's very personal. You know, when I talk about the Bible, it's very personal. So I don't want to get into
verses. There's no verse that means a lot to you that you think about or cite.
The Bible means a lot to me, but I don't want to get into specifics.
Even to cite a verse that you like.
No, I don't want to do that.
You're an Old Testament guy or a New Testament guy?
Probably.
Wait, look, he's thinking about it. Old Testament guy or New Testament. Probably. I love all those begats.
You remember that book, Return of the Native? It was by some English dude. I had to read it for my senior year in high school. It's a horrible book.
I don't remember that one.
Return of the Native, I think that's the name of it. Just so fucking boring. And I never read it. I never cracked it once. This sounds like me trying to, like,
do a book report,
hold my own in a class discussion about that fucking thing I've never read before. I love the whole book. It's personal. I love it. Thomas Hardy or something like that.
Thomas Hardy.
Horrible book. The worst.
Here's more.
Disgusting.
Here's the end of that Trump quote.
Testament guy or New Testament guy?
Probably equal. I think it's just an incredible. The whole Bible is an incredible. I joke very much so. They always hold up the Art of the Deal. I say my second favorite book of all time.
But so obviously I'm a Bible lover because look, I make the joke.
You see, that makes me like him. I swear to God, just a little bit.
I get it.
I identify with him.
I get it.
It's sort of.
He's trying to sell his fucking book.
I feel bad for him because he doesn't know the answer. but he's a
not a campaign rally.
Here's Rick Wilde.
This was a private session for Donald Trump to get to know Christian leaders and for Christian leaders to get to know Donald Trump. And he didn't give a speech. Instead, he took questions from the pastors.
Is he Darth Vader? He sounds like Darth Vader in this.
More people, by the way, we've talked about.
His sound is shitty.
We've talked about the weird breathing Trump does, too.
Yeah.
How he does that inhaling through his nostrils thing really
very weird.
Creepily loudly.
It's from yoga.
And you're right.
In on seven, out on eight.
He is doing that a lot. And now I'm seeing it more on social media about people who are like, I can't listen to him talk. Because it'd be like, it's fabulous, it's wonderful.
Right.
And we're gonna do it, we're gonna make America great again.
It's so fucked up.
And you know, he stayed long. He stayed for hours. I was very impressed.
What?
He stayed for hours long after he was supposed to be here. And he made the remark, he said, This is the most important thing I could do today. And, you know, Doc, I think one thing that I was, that I took note of was this guy was a very humble man here.
Humble.
Is this Rick Wilde?
Yeah.
This sucks. His audio.
I think he's calling in.
Rick, your audio sucks so much dick.
He's phoning
in. People can barely understand.
You know.
You sound like you're fucking Darth Vader. And.
Literally this time he's phoning it in.
Literally. And you're boring. You're boring.
Today.
Humble.
It was not the bombastic, outspoken, brazen guy you see on television. Very humble man. Very, very presidential. He talked and acted like a president. Now, very respectful and very thoughtful. I, quite frankly, was very impressed by him as a person, as a man.
Rick Wiles has a man crush.
Oh my God, somebody's got a stiffy.
Yeah, I appreciate this opportunity. I was I was humbled that I was invited. Quite frankly, I was surprised that we got an invitation, but I'm glad I was here.
Who cares?
Got
fuck
to
you.
Witness a very important meeting.
I mean, he's got a point though. How creepy is it that he got invited? The guy who wants to be president of the United States is kissing the ring of Rick Wiles, who says things like the United Gay States of America.
Trump has to get money from these
heinous.
I don't know what to say, right wing lunatics.
Fringe characters in a normal world, in a normal universe.
Why does he have to get their.
Because nobody else is giving him money.
It's impossible for him to move to the center because there's no center. He has no center.
He's pissed off everybody.
Everybody hates him.
Yeah, and I believe that I saw the next president of the United States.
Oh, God.
And I believe this guy is going to be, I think Donald Trump is going to be very, very friendly to the evangelical Christian community. Of the United States of America.
Oh, God. Yeah, scary.
And, hey, Rick.
That's what we're worried about.
Call in on a Skype line that's hardwired into a modem or something. You sound like fucking garbage. And who cares what you see? You pray to
He's probably out harassing some poor woman going to get a pap smear at some clinic.
Go pray to Aquaman. Suck a dick.
I'm coming back with a different perspective about Donald Trump.
Oh, boy. There you go. He wooed. Donald Trump managed to woo Rick Wiles.
You know, I think what it is with this dickhead Rick Wiles, he's probably impressed by the celebrity and the money everybody thinks Trump has. He's probably impressed by that kind of power.
Right.
You know? That's what we're hearing. I mean, he met somebody famous. Look at me. I have a famous friend. I'm friends with Donald Trump. I wonder if he hangs out with Scott Baio, that creep.
Then there's a story over at Ross Story. The title is Evangelicals Love Trump, because he is like the petty, jealous, wrathful God of the Old Testament. Right?
Right. Vain.
He's mean. He's racist. Demeans women. Bellicose. Vindictive. Statements and facts contradicting each other.
Right.
It sounds just like... Sounds just to, like the Bible.
To teach you a lesson, I'm going to make you cut your kid in half and send a bunch of locusts.
Yeah, right. Psych.
Have a ball.
Just kidding.
Right.
Sorry. So there you go. That's a little bit of Rick Wiles.
Ooh, I meant Donald Trump.
Successful wooing.
Donald Trump likes me.
It was a great date. He got at least to second base.
Oh, yeah.
Rick
With
Wiles.
Trump.
Yeah.
Ooh.
A little ball licking.
That second base? Oh, my God.
Now, you know, we had this sit-in, this historic sit-in yesterday.
Yeah, man.
Where John Lewis, amazing.
I love it.
Led a group of Democrats into really civil disobedience on the floor of the House to get the Speaker, Eddie Munster, to bring up at least a vote on some of these sensible gun legislation, especially, for my taste, they're focusing a little too much on the no fly, no buy, but because I don't know how I feel about that one.
Why?
Liberals are kind of against that shit.
Why?
Liberals were against the no fly list in the first place.
Oh, okay.
But
doesn't that keep terrorists?
The ACLU is against this.
Oh shit!
All that because there's no due process. Who puts you on the list?
Oh yeah, I don't fucking know.
If Trump decides he doesn't like the way you're reporting on him, suddenly you're on the no fly list.
Oh, you're kind of a terrorist.
You know what I mean? That's the problem with that whole Patriot Act is they ripped away everyone's rights. That if they decided to designate you as a terrorist,
you're fucked.
You have no rights anymore.
You can't get a lawyer.
Right.
Okay. That is kind of fucked up.
So the whole due process argument from the right, I hate to admit, is kind of a valid one, I think, in against the no fly, no buy. Fix the list. Find a way to fix that restriction or whatever. But we can set that one aside. What about assault weapons bans? What about high capacity mag bans? What about shit like that? What about universal background checks?
Yeah, that's
close
to the
loopholes, right?
Those
the other ones. Yeah. Bring those up. Bring those arguments.
But the reason that's not being brought up because they know that's insurmountable. There's no way the ninnies on the right who have the NRA are so far deep into, they're not going to do shit about high capacity mags or an assault weapons ban, right?
Right.
They ain't going to do jack shit.
Not at all.
Lovely. So what? Again, we're just sitting over here getting shot.
Right.
How many people have died since that fucking Orlando thing from guns? A shit ton. Too many.
150 something. 90 a day, they say.
God damn.
People involved in shootings.
I mean, how much money is the NRA giving these people?
This is John Lewis yesterday.
Mr. Speaker, I would ask that all of my colleagues join me on the floor.
Okay, this takes a while. Blah, blah, blah. They all stand around him.
Even for years, for months, even for years, through several sessions of Congress, I wondered what would bring this body to take action. What will finally make Congress do what is right, what is just, what the people of this country have been demanding, and what is long overdue? We have lost hundreds and thousands of innocent people to gun violence. Tiny little children, babies, students, and teachers, mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers, daughters and sons, friends and neighbor. And what has this body done? Mr. Speaker, nothing. Not one thing. We have turned a deaf ears. We have turned deaf ears to the blood of the innocent and the concern of our nation. We are blind to a crisis.
I mean, I don't know where to stop it. It's amazing. It goes on for three more minutes. It's amazing. I mean, it just is incredible. An incredible speech. This is a guy who had his skull cracked open in Selma.
And
now he has to do this shit again.
And so what do these Republicans do? Just look at him and don't do anything.
Right.
How the fuck do they live with themselves? They must feel like total assholes.
Right.
But, they could just do the right thing. They really could. That's the crazy thing about it. They could just say, hey, fuck off with the NRA money. I mean, if they did that, maybe money would come from some other source. Or maybe...
Right.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them.
It's pointless.
Well, today, they finally gave up. The Republicans found a way to basically vote all the business that they were going to finish up for the whole week into one package. And they rammed it through last night as the Democrats were singing and chanting.
Right.
The Republicans rammed it through and they adjourned for recess.
Yeah.
So the whole thing was no vote, no break. Well, they broke anyway. Right, they figured out a way to do it. And then so the Democrats were basically left there sitting looking at each other. And today they made the decision, okay, we made our point. It's kind of silly for us to
keep it going.
Yeah, these guys are already flying home for vacation.
They go on vacation, man.
Right.
Unreal. All those people dead at that nightclub and nothing. All those kids and nothing. Damn. That's some cold shit.
So Paul Amazing. Ryan's reaction.
Oh, boy. Did he phone in from the gym or something? Shove it up your ass,
pretty
Paul.
Pretty fucktastic.
Oh, really?
I want to ask you about the drama unfolding on the House floor.
Did you thank God? Did you thank God for what happened, by the way?
Is this Wolf God?
Did you thank God?
Is this Wolf Blitzer?
It's Wolf Blitzer.
God, what a turd.
It's Wolf Blitzer.
CNN sucks.
I want to ask you about the drama unfolding on the House floor. The sit-in is because you won't bring this to a vote. House Democrats have tried to force a vote on all of this week on the questioning. They're questioning how to prevent those on the terror watch list or the no-fly list from purchasing a gun. Here's a key point. A new CNN poll shows an overwhelming majority of Republicans. Look at this. 90% of Republicans support that idea. So why won't you at least allow a vote on this on the floor of the House?
Well, first I would tell you, Wolf, this is nothing more than a publicity stunt. That's point number one. Point number two.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
a publicity stunt to get the nation to take a look at what the fuck you twunts aren't doing. Or how...
What else are we supposed to do?
How the... I mean, the NRA must have to wear those gloves that the guys that inseminate cows... Because their hands are so rammed so far up the asses of these lawmakers.
Oh, man. I mean, you know, it is insane that he says that. I mean, because what's the alternative? To work with you guys? To work with the Republicans?
Right.
Well, you can't. Because you won't. So now you have to go to the constituents. You got to go to the bully pulpit and scream and yell and shit like that, dummy.
Or they say, we sent a bill up. Meanwhile, attached to that bill, defund Obamacare, launch all Mexicans out of the country,
and
make the White House white again.
Yeah, yeah. What do these fuck sticks do when they wanted to repeal Obamacare?
And a mulligan
on
the Civil War.
Well, they did the same thing. They shut down the government. A mulligan. We want to try again?
Yeah.
More than a publicity stunt. That's point number one. Point number two is this bill was already defeated in the United States Senate. Number three... We are not going to take away a citizen's due process rights. We're not going to take away a citizen's constitutional rights without due process.
Except I wonder how Paul Ryan would feel about the New York stop and frisk laws and about Joe Arpaio's.
He's fine with that.
Stop it if it's brown and let me see your papers laws.
No.
Interesting.
That's okay with him.
Interesting how they don't care about those rights.
They're just
being
concerned
taken away.
That if you're on a terrorist list, you can't get a gun.
And Alan Grayson was on Democracy Now.
Okay.
I was listening. And he was talking about how it does, you know, well, there's a difference. Yes, it might be inconvenient, and you might have to give up a little due process. We'll try to fix that whole thing of getting on that watch list. He goes, but the one way, you're inconvenienced and you can't get on a plane. The other way, people die.
Yeah.
In large quantities.
It's weird that we're erring to one. But wouldn't you err to the side where people, where lives are saved? And why do we want to start from the other side of the problem? I mean, it's such a hard point to argue because it's just based in lunacy.
Take away a citizen's constitutional rights without due process. That was already defeated in the Senate. And this is not a way to try and bring up legislation. Now, let's focus on the issue at hand here, terrorism.
There
and let's
it is.
Find out what we need to do to prevent future terrorist attacks. And
how about finding out what we can do to make it harder for them to kill large amounts of people?
Yeah, but see, that argument says that doesn't get to the root of the problem, which is terrorism.
But it does, because you're saying, well, they're going to use bombs. Well,
okay.
I think somebody would notice if he wheeled in some big, giant fertilizer bomb. If he was a bomb vest in somewhere, I think they'd notice that a lot of these places.
Well, don't we know from that Sig Sauer commercial that gun is so easy to use, and it's so easy to kill shit tons of people with that gun. I don't even know why we have that floating around that you can just fucking buy. And why do I have to have a deep understanding of that gun to be against it? That's the thing the right always says. You just don't understand the AR-15. Who cares? Fuck you. I don't need to. I know it's a fucking... Is it semi-automatic? Is it automatic? It shoots a shit ton of bullets.
Semi...
Who cares?
It could probably be modified to be automatic.
Who cares? Fuck off. I don't want that gun in my life.
I don't know if you how well you'll be able to hear this.
His fear is well-founded.
So this is one of the members of the Democratic caucus during the sit-in calling a specific member of Congress from the other side a coward because they're all standing on the fringe. They won't come down and debate. They won't come down and vote. So this guy is yelling. He has a reason to be afraid.
Yes.
Because he knows.
And say it's time for a real debate on these issues.
Just a vote.
Who is that?
Louie Gohmert.
Oh, my God.
Has had it. He's been called a coward. I'm coming out of the shadows, and I'm going to yell at these libtards. So the lunatic, bald fuckwad from Texas, it's really neck and neck, redneck and redneck.
Sure.
With Steve King is who is the dumbest fuck in Congress since Louis. Michelle Bachmann left. That was a three-way.
Yeah. She is stupid.
Louie. But... Louie loses it, runs down, and is among the Democrats pointing and screaming, it's Islamic terror! It's Islamic terror!
Radical Islam! Kill these poor people!
God damn
Some of the representatives are holding pictures of people that have been killed in mass shootings, like at the Pulse nightclub.
Sure.
He's pointing to the pictures of those killed at Pulse, and he's saying radical Islam killed these people.
A gun killed those people.
No guns. Why do you want to let terrorists provide a gun? Why do you want to let terrorists provide a gun?
This was all periscoped, by the way,
this
because
is amazing.
C-SPAN the cameras are under the rule of the leading party, which is the GOP. So yes, when the GOP says we're done, right, they turn the cameras off.
But doesn't the GOP want America to see them being heroic here, running into a room screaming about radical Islam?
Oh, trust me. Gohmert's got that one from every angle. Oh, yes. He's like, give me that. I want to show my constituents that I ran down to fight those libtards.
Shoot me on my good side.
Are you hey. Stop the sale of machetes?
Take the mic.
Let's take on radical Islam killing the people.
He's yelling. Right. He's Louis says, radical Islam has killed his people. And this guy goes, it's a terrorist with a gun.
Yeah. I mean, if that guy just would have, if the guy in Orlando would have ran in that nightclub screaming tenets of radical Islam, whatever that is, less people would be dead. Yes or no?
I would think.
But he had a
probably
fucking gun, dude.
So there is a little bit of the craziness that happened. Historic craziness in the House as the Democrats did a little civil disobedience.
That's fucking awesome, man. What choice do you have? I mean, if you think about it, what fucking choice does anybody have? They're not allowed to do anything. This is the only choice that Democrats have. They have to go in the House and sit.
Right.
It's fucked up.
Over at the Houston Chronicle.
Fuck you. Oh, man.
The story.
They have papers in Houston? Who reads them?
We're going to keep an eye on this story over at the Houston Chronicle. It just dropped over there because I want to see what the comments are.
Oh, shit.
It's all about Louis. And the story says what the world should know about Louis Gohmert.
Oh, damn.
Who just had a viral moment on the House floor.
That doesn't sound good.
In the middle of the U.S. House sit-in for gun control, one man approached the floor to scream a thought. Radical Islam killed these people. Oops. He shouted some more, then squared off with Representative Corinne Brown, a Democrat representing the Orlando district.
Okay.
Where the worst mass shooting in U.S. history occurred. Brown was holding up a poster showing the 49 victims. Gohmert entered into a screaming match before the two were separated.
Oh, my God. He's nuts.
The East Texas Republican has represented his conservative constituency for over a decade. Even in this red state, Gohmert has earned a reputation statewide for his outlandish, homophobic, and Islamophobic statements. He repeatedly says he wants to put gay people on an island, see how they survive. Remember that one?
Yeah,
remember
right.
He said, we don't want any gay space programs? We can't put them, when you're picking people who are going to go to Mars to save the humanity, are you going to put a gay couple?
Yes, stupid. Why not? We're not going to put you up there. What are you going to do to save humanity, idiot?
I'd rather ride with a gay couple and end humanity because of the non-procreation than ride with Christoninnies all the way to fucking
if
Mars
only,
and back.
Yeah, for the what you're going to listen to on the radio.
After the Supreme Court legalized gay marriage, Gohmert stated that the judicial body had declared itself God.
Right.
And he also was worried and told his constituents he would look into the U.S. military's Jade Helm exercises.
Oh, my fucking God.
I'm going to look into it for you.
Now, that Jade Helm thing, I mean, that's some serious French shit. No moderate believed that the U.S. was trying to occupy, a city in the U.S., right? I mean, what would be the purpose of occupying a little city that's already in the country? I mean, what would you occupying it more?
It's
very strange.
Gohmert famously had this exchange with Anderson Cooper.
So before going on the House floor and spreading this story, did you call the FBI?
This is about the terror babies. Remember that?
Oh, yes.
I heard that there's terror babies.
Fuck you, boy.
So these are terrorists that are sneaking into the country right as their water's about to break.
Oh, yeah.
These are women folk terrorists.
Oh, I love this.
And they're sneaking in right as the baby's crowning.
They're going to crop dust some children and run back into Mexico.
So that they could drop a terror baby in the United States, which is then anointed with American magic.
Yes.
and an American birth certificate, and then they go back to Uzbeki, Becky, Becky, blow up America, Stan.
They're activated.
And right, right. And then they wait 20 years.
Yes.
So that that kid can go back.
You know what the thing is, you guys, I think these right-wing nut jobs should no longer be allowed to watch shit like 24 or watch late night cable because there's weird shit there that'll make them believe in all these fucked up conspiracy theories. Oh, my God.
Louis,
you're
Louis,
so gullible
Louis,
and
Louis,
stupid.
Yeah.
So, radical Islam.
Again, congratulations to Texas.
And all, you know, the funny thing is, the only thing anybody wants out of this is a little bit of reasonable gun legislation. Not even far-reaching. We're not even... The crazy thing is, no one's really addressing the fact that you can go buy an AR-15 with an extended mag and shoot the shit out of people.
Freedom.
Nobody cares about that.
What about my freedoms?
I don't... Hey, listen, I don't want a terrorist to have an AR-15. But you know something else? I don't want anybody to have an AR-15. Because it's an AR-15! What are you using it for?
Ringing in on the...
unreal, man.
Democratic sit-in in the House of the... on the floor of the House of Representatives.
Yes.
Which maybe this will spur this person into building a replica of the House of Representatives on his ground so that he can go over there and yell at people instead of sitting in his replica of the Oval Office all the time.
Is he a gun nut?
Glenn, remember we had that vine where they've got a shooting range on the Blaze compound?
Yes.
It was him with some pea shooter. Like, after a day of dealing with the right wing or left wing media, sometimes I need to do this.
Yeah, he squeezes off some shots. And then he says, that's how we do it at the Blaze or something like
that. Exactly.
You fucking idiot.
Well, here is Glenn Beck. In the Oval Office at the Blaze, talking about the Democratic
sitting. What's he wearing?
White Oxford, no tie. Ooh. With a black sports jacket over it. And he's got his little round kind of Ben Franklin glasses on.
I love it.
What happened yesterday? What happened yesterday? The people like John Lewis, who is a civil rights icon.
Who I'm about to take a big conservative shit on. And I'm going to rip a hole in my magic underwear so I don't siphon any of it away.
The people like John Lewis, who is a civil rights icon. The guy really is a hero, marching with Martin Luther King.
But...
what he put up with, what he did in the 1960s is amazing.
But
he has become a clown. Oh. This has made these people, these civil rights leaders, into absolute clowns. Oh. What was he marching for? He was
well gun control.
Now or then? How about civil rights for everybody?
For life.
Including not getting shot.
Don't you think he was marching for all the dead people at that club?
Right.
He was marching for rights that are guaranteed to all men under the Constitution, right? They were just asking, obey the...
Oh. He's got... Now there's a wide shot.
Yes.
And first of all, it really is... It's the Oval Office. It's just so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. They've even got like a panorama in the back of the whatever the Rose Garden, whatever the fuck you see outside the fake windows.
It's so odd. It's like, what are you trying to do with that set? Because I just looked at it and like his shirt's untucked.
That's it.
That everybody's casual.
Not a good look, right?
So like, yeah. But if you're gonna act like you're in the president's, office and you're gonna act like the president, shouldn't you dress like the president? Everybody's casual. It's just odd. I just don't get it, Glenn.
Yeah, I don't.
Why didn't you build a set inside like Vader's chamber in a Star Destroyer?
Next,
or
I'm going to build Mount Sinai so I can climb up onto the cross whenever I feel
right,
like
why
it.
Didn't you do
I'm
going to
do a set from the cross today.
The Constitution.
That was it.
Okay. Yes. Civil rights that the people out in the public have rights, and the government was there to protect those rights. What are they doing right now? Right now, they are sitting in to take people's rights away. Now, we're not even just talking about the Second Amendment. It's not...
We're going to take people's rights away to kill as many people in as short amount of time as they can.
Right.
Now, we're not even just talking about the Second Amendment. It's not just taking away the rights of the Second Amendment. And that's what nobody understands, because John McCain was doing this in the Senate yesterday. John McCain is, there's no one who is an actual civil rights leader. ACLU, do you know the ACLU is against what the Democrats are doing right now? Who are the civil rights leaders?
They're against that one piece of legislation that
because
we talked
of the
about
Patriot
earlier.
Act, right?
Or right. How but you're the put ACLU on that list. Is all for high capacity mag restrictions. They're sure. all for banning the assault weapons. Or how about, again, Alan Grayson said he has introduced legislation. He said it's one sentence.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's reactivate the successful assault weapons ban that we had for a long time until Ass Fuck McGee GW let it expire.
Yes.
And he threw out some numbers. I don't even remember what it was, but like 30%, maybe something like that. 30% fewer crimes were committed by, guess what? Assault weapons.
Oh.
When they were banned for those little bit of years.
You just, that, but see, you cannot... There's no way you can't argue with somebody that doesn't believe that there'd be less shootings if you had less guns.
Right.
I mean, that's, you know, whatever.
So here's more on Glenn.
He understands, because John McCain was doing this in the Senate yesterday. John McCain is, there's no one who is an actual civil rights leader. ACLU, do you know the ACLU is against what the Democrats are doing right now? Who are the civil rights leaders? I've said this for a long time, and people make fun of us. We're the civil rights leader.
Oh, there it is.
Okay, I didn't know. Thank you, Glenn. I've been wondering.
There it is.
Kate, note that down. We know where the civil rights leaders are.
Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Carrie Nation. Who else was involved in women's suffrage?
No, oh, geez. What's the?
I forgot her name.
What's
She's
the broad
got three
on
names.
The broad on the the dime? That big fucking quarter looking thing. The Susan B. Anthony.
Susan B. That's the
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah.
We are the civil rights leaders. Glenn Beck says.
Oh, geez. Congratulations.
The Democrats
Glenn.
Are doing right now. Who are the civil rights leaders? I've said this for a long time, and people make fun of us. We're the civil rights leaders. We're the civil rights leaders of today. They have discredited themselves, and they are dismissed.
Oh, shit. You're dismissed.
You are dismissed.
You have been served.
God. Glenn Beck, ladies and gentlemen.
How fucked up.
Always enter fucking taining.
Bye.
We're standing in the back hallway of our studio project. We're going to get to the news here in a second. It's very important, but we're going to show you some things tonight that we've been working on for quite some time. When I told you about the American Dream Lab, that was back in January of this year. That was probably the first time that you...
Oops.
What happened?
I don't know why. Did we lose Glenn?
But it was something that happened early on. Something that it came to me a few years ago. It actually happened just a few days after we left the Lincoln Memorial for Restoring Honor. After we held the Restoring Honor event in Washington, D.C., I got on a train, went back to New York, and then went on vacation with my family. And I went to this little town called Driggs, Idaho.
Oh, ever... This is supposed to be the explanation Where of the... why he's got a fucking Oval
but
Office.
Can I ask you a question?
In
why
his
in
studio?
The fuck do you go to Driggs, Idaho for vacation? I mean, he's got money. I don't even know.
Skipping?
Driggs.
If you will. This will probably be the only time that he'll go through this way. But
it's got a huge, huge.
It's a pretty large place.
Huge. Complex. But. This was
it's
4 years ago.
Mostly unfinished yet. As I said to you, there's a lot yet to be done. But you will see me every night start here and say these words, "Hello, America, and welcome to the Glenn Beck Program into GBTV." This
oh boy.
Is the beginning of the American Dream Lab.
I'll show you around a little bit.
The American Dream Lab, everybody.
Yeah, it's like he created Epcot Center or something.
Right.
It's very weird.
Studio that it was shot.
Here we go.
He's everything. In fact, isn't this the studio in which they shot
JFK.
Shot.
Yeah.
And so we got the
so he got a hold of the set that they shot the movie JFK.
I get
so
it.
So he got like a secondhand Oval Office set.
Oh my God.
At the dollar store down the block in Texas.
Listen, now here you
Now that makes sense.
Now I respect that, because had that been me, I would have done the same exact fucking thing. Sale. For crab diving.
I want one of the Star Trek sets.
Oh yeah,
number Star
one.
Wars.
Yeah.
But
I would buy that. I would be like, "Hey, crab diving has the Oval Office. It's the old JFK set." It was like $10.
Right.
Who gives a shit? God, that's hilarious. God, I didn't know that. God, that's the good fact finding there.
We're still no word on the Brexit. We're still keeping our eyes open on the British vote.
Watch this space.
Whether
for
they
the Brexit.
Will be leaving
Brexit.
The last polls were showing it was close, but it seemed that those voting stay were having a late surge. So I
grab
guess
a towel.
We will have to see what's going on with
that. What's Louis Gohmert doing right now? Is he tallying off?
I don't know.
He had a big day yesterday. Did he even come to work today? I mean, all the screaming.
He probably took the day off.
Fucking carrying on. Well, he did, right? He's on vacation.
Falling
God, dickhead.
Also, if you're really wondering, you're still perplexed who to vote for. There is a well, here you go. Here is a member. If you care about this guy's opinion,
okay.
Here's somebody who is going to apparently vote.
It's
Trump.
Just amazing. This election year is so different from most of, if not all, of the earlier ones I've experienced.
So as you watch what's unfolding as a conservative Republican, do you see Donald Trump as someone who can unite and broaden the party? Or do you see someone who's going to divide the party?
Well, it seems to me I see someone who is touched a nerve in our country.
And that is good. This is Donald fucking Rumsfeld.
Oh, my God. I thought I remembered that fucking voice.
Should be in jail many times over for war crimes.
Isn't he in Lord of the Rings? Plays one of the bad wizards or something?
On Wednesday, yesterday,
Sauron.
He had said that he will support Donald Trump. He said, it's not a close call.
Meaning, there's no way in hell he'd vote for a Democrat.
Right.
But he's going to vote for this Trump guy. And doesn't Donald Trump, I mean, doesn't he know something about foreign policy, maybe? I don't know.
He agrees in principle with Trump's position on reforming NATO.
Okay.
Which, if you're, I don't know, Ukraine, if you're any of these Eastern European countries that is nestled up against the naked booby of Uncle Nipples.
Yeah, aren't you for NATO?
Yeah, aren't you kind of worried about Donald saying, hey, we're going to make you guys pay for you? It's like protection money all of a sudden. We're going to make you guys pay.
But don't we have NATO because it makes the world safer and there's, you know, less chance of shit going wrong and blowing up? I mean, even if that costs us money, why is that such a bad thing? I mean, what else do you want to... Donald, what would you rather us spend our money on if not keeping the world from blowing up? Right? What cause do you want to spend our fucking money on if not that? It's unreal.
He agrees with keeping Syrian refugees out.
Fuck you,
he
Donald.
He said, I'm a Republican. There's not any doubt in my mind how I'll vote. I don't believe Hillary Clinton is qualified to be president of the United States.
Jesus Christ.
So he believes,
you fucking dick.
He believes Donald fucking Trump
is
qualified.
He wrote the New Deal or the Art of the Deal. Yeah, I don't get it. That is such a frustrating thing. I mean, Trump, like what, based on principle, he doesn't think we should be dedicating defense dollars or any kind of money into NATO because the Ukraine should have to pay for our protection.
Right.
And if they don't, we should what? Let him get
hand it over to Russia? Let Uncle Nipples walk in and say, oh, thank you, mine.
But what about the people there? Mine? And that mine? Yeah. I mean, I just don't understand what the... What's the upside of not spending those dollars? A fucking, you know, thermonuclear right. war? Jesus, dude.
He says... Trump issued a statement saying, I'm incredibly grateful for the support of Secretary Rumsfeld. I'm very honored he supports my stances on NATO, the need to defeat ISIS and stop immigration of Syrian refugees.
No, geez. That's insane. You're defeating ISIS, but yet you're stopping the influx of Syrian refugees who are, in fact, running from ISIS. I mean, they might hate ISIS more than we do.
Right.
The same enemy.
Glenn fucking, whoever. Donald fucking Rumsfeld.
Doesn't make a difference. It's another old fucking Glenn white Beck guy. Window. Just a white guy. Another white guy bitching about poor people running from ISIS.
Well, okay, let's be fair and balanced then.
Now, fuck that.
And let's get the opinion of a brown person.
Yes.
On what happened with the Democrats last night and the... sit-in that they had.
Right.
Grab those tampons for the ears. This is going to be part of Fox News, ladies and gentlemen. Stacey Dash.
Oh, shit, man.
On what she has to say about John Lewis.
What movie was she in? Mean Girls.
Clueless.
Okay. I just want to make sure I understand who we're hearing from. The star of Clueless?
And this is on Outnumbered.
Oh, God damn it, dude.
And I don't know.
Fucking Fox,
I don't know who the penis is on the panel. I don't recognize him.
Right. An unrecognizable cock.
This is Stacey Dash with co-host Julie Roginski.
Fuck you.
And Harris Faulkner is in here. And they don't have the name of the outside genitals possessor.
Oh, jeez.
You know that Paul Ryan said that this is something unprecedented. He has never seen anything like the publicity, the fundraising stunt. He called it a fundraising stunt by Democrats.
Yes, that's all it is. I mean,
here's Stacey Dash.
I haven't heard anybody call this a fundraising stunt.
And it's so uncivilized. I've never seen anything so uncivilized in my life.
I've never seen anything so uncivilized in my life.
How can the Republic...
Half of the people watching this show right now are saying, that one's okay for an N-word.
Sure. How civilized.
Right. I mean, she doesn't... How about watching a tape of what happened to John Lewis 60 years ago?
Uncivilized? How about that guy running into that fucking club with an AR-15 and killing a shit ton of people? That, to me, is a little more uncivilized.
Right.
What about Sandy Hook?
And isn't this the one who got suspended from Fox for saying something shitty about the president? Suspended from Fox.
So you know.
For saying something shitty about the president.
You know, it was loony. Totally.
In my life. In the House chamber. I mean, to behave that way. And these are the people that are supposed to be representing you, fighting for you. Okay, but this is our Second Amendment. They want to put more laws, and they think that's going to stop bad people. No, that's just going to stop good people from being.
That's the dumbest argument out there. God. It really is the dumbest argument.
It's
kind
of apropos that she picks it up, though.
Well, that's just going to stop good people from being able to defend themselves. That's all it's going to do.
Well, it is actually not unprecedented. The Republicans pioneered this in 2008 when they had a sit-in. Which was as a civilized. As a matter of fact, they were about gas prices, so it's not unprecedented. Well, secondly,
I don't know who this is.
This is Outnumbered, right?
Yeah.
God, who the hell is that?
Oh, this is Julie Roginski. She must be one of the token liberals.
Okay.
Speaking sense. But Stacey Dash isn't going to get that.
Whatever you give it. Prices, so it's not unprecedented. Well, secondly,
I was in Clueless. I'm a foreign policy expert.
Secondly, I
doesn't
would.
Make it
that
right.
was second. Secondly, I was a mess. Secondly, I would.
But it
say,
doesn't make it right.
Secondly, I would say the following. I absolutely agree with you. We should come together, and I agree with you on things that we all agree on. Universal background checks. The vast majority of gun owners agree on this. Mm-hmm. Nobody's doing anything
so
about
Julie,
it. The House
I
is doing
the,
nothing
I
to effectuate it.
I think the fact of the matter is it's the timing. It doesn't apply tapestry-wise
There's
on
never
what
a good time
in Orlando.
For this.
Oh, boy. God, and then they play that shitty fucking music. It doesn't apply the timing tapestry-wise. What the fuck does that mean?
I think she's saying tapestry. The evil Democrats are dancing on the bodies of the dead trying to get their bullshit passed. But their bullshit is to try to prevent
those people.
Those bodies from having happened in the first goddamn...
See, the right will say they're being opportunistic, but then I would say that maybe they're doing that to honor those people. Maybe they're trying to, I don't know, use this event to save the lives of people that might otherwise be killed by gun violence.
Right.
It's a crazy point to have to argue. You have a mass shooting from a guy using a fucking automatic weapon. We can't talk about whether we need that gun in our society or not. That's not a fair fucking question. It's nuts.
So many times. And the cover of everything. I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10. Okay? It's true. I'm a supermodel. I'm in the cover of these magazines.
I'm a supermodel.
It's so fucked up.
Look at how pretty I am. I'm a supermodel.
Right.
Donald J. Trump.
How fucking stupid.
So there you go. That's Stacey Dash ringing in. I know
right.
We wanted to be fair and balanced and hear from someone else. So you guys are be thrilled to know about that.
Great.
We've got another Bundy, some more Bundy news. This is this is just happening. Salt Lake Tribune is reporting that a man was arrested, charged with attempting to detonate a bomb.
Oh, shit.
At the Bureau of Land Management at a facility in Arizona.
Okay.
This guy named William Keebler, 57 years old.
Right.
Gee, let's take a guess at what he looks like. His mugshot. He's wearing a camo shirt.
Oh, perfect.
Shaved head. Man in his 50s. Goatee. Looks white and angry.
No, okay.
He
wonderful.
Had taken part in the 2014 standoff near Clive and Bundy's ranch.
Oh, not these guys again, man.
I guess some undercover agents caught him. He told FBI agents, undercover agents, he planned to target a BLM building in Mount Trumbull, Arizona.
Fuck you.
The agents, in turn, created and sold him a fake explosive device.
It probably was fun making up the fake bomb.
For him to use. he planted it at the building.
Oh, my God.
And tried to detonate it.
You
without
idiot.
Luck. He was arrested the next day. They weren't even, like, following him. They were like, give him a fake bomb. Give the idiot the fake bomb.
But he would have done it.
He tried.
Jesus Christ. How terrifying.
No, granted, there's nobody in it, but...
Still. It's fucked up.
If convicted, he faces between 5 and 20 years in federal prison for this. Go join the rest of the Bundy loons.
Oh, my God.
Who have had their rights taken away from them. We haven't heard anything from that. Remember when they were, the last we
oh,
heard,
yeah, dude.
They were crying that their Second Amendment rights were taken away from them in jail.
Wait, yeah, you're not allowed to have a gun in jail.
why can't I have my gun in jail?
Ooh, my reading comprehension is not your strong suit.
It's really...
That's how you interpret the Second Amendment.
God, I mean, it's an amazing...
That is so fucking
amazing
stupid.
Disconnect. Follow us, don't forget...
Oh, yeah.
On our Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to also follow our Twitter feed and all that stuff. All kinds of stories that we get to here on the show, stories we don't get to, memes and shit.
Memes.
A lot of Donald Trump stuff and a lot of gun stuff. The other big story today, I don't even know how, we don't even have to talk about it that much. We talked about it a little. The cop got off. The cop that drove the death wagon got off.
Yes.
Caesar Goodson.
Okay.
Was the driver, Officer Caesar Goodson. The judge, Baltimore Judge Barry Williams. Oh, possibly from the
Brady Bunch.
Barry, that's right. I was like, what 70s show is that?
Judge Barry Williams ruled on Thursday the state failed to prove the police driver committed murder, manslaughter, assault, reckless endangerment, or misconduct in office.
Good God.
There's been no evidence the defendant intended for a crime to happen, he said. The state had a duty to show the defendant corruptly failed in his duty, not just made a mistake.
What?
Oopie!
He's saying he made a mistake. Who's his lawyer? Good God.
A couple of these cops are also turning around and suing state's attorney Marilyn Mosby for malicious prosecution, and they're suing her for defamation of character and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
They're saying Officer William Porter in December, he walked free after a hung jury. They're still deciding whether they're going to retry him or not.
Huh.
They thought he was one of the weaker cases. I think they thought this guy was one of the stronger cases, which does not bode well.
Right.
They said that they're asking citizens to be patient. I mean, I shit's going to hit the fan.
Totally is.
Shit's going to hit the fan. And hopefully there won't be any false flags that are going to start some violence.
Right.
Like they were in Ferguson.
I mean,
right, and other places they've documented. Even the locals said, "Look, we understand that these are outside actors. These are outside agitators who see a way to go and stir up some trouble." But then the dummies on the right listen to Fox News and they say it's Black Lives Matter. They right. started it all because they were the ones marching in the first place peacefully,
and then the
ninnies right. come in and start violence.
And then the fucked up thing
And
is,
they say Black Lives Matter.
It's like no one's talking about what actually happened. This person died. They shouldn't have died in police custody.
He shouldn't have been arrested.
And no one's in trouble for it.
They still can't produce a reason why he was stopped and arrested. There's no legal reason to even grab him. They made eye contact and he ran. He was under no suspicion. He just made the mistake of running.
And why would he run? Because he was scared.
Doesn't
he
matter.
Might get
yeah.
hurt.
Because you're scared. Right.
Well, okay.
Right.
And what happened?
Because he's a black teen
in Baltimore. Good God. That's so fucked up. I can't believe that guy got off, man. I mean, but they can... The family of Freddie Gray can go after these people civilly.
I believe they can still sue civilly, just like OJ.
Right.
Right? OJ lost... I mean, OJ won... he was found innocent of the murders, but then he lost the civil case.
And he's still in jail, right?
Well, that's for something else. That's for burglary.
Oh, my God.
And Tim robbery.
Kidnapping, right? He held somebody against their will because some fucking memorabilia of his was stolen.
He went to get
whatever.
His own lunatic. Shit back.
What a fucking lunatic.
And I guess you're not supposed to do it at gunpoint.
Oops.
Yeah. He should be getting out soon. Come to think of it, OJ,
I thought he was going to be in until he was dead or something. Not that long.
I thought he got like 15 years or something like that.
Oh,
that
okay.
Conceivably, he will be out and running the streets again and running through airports. And
he is a running back.
Running through airports and shit.
You think Hertz is going to give him another commercial contract?
I think he might have a hard time. He might get on Fox.
That's not fair. Oh, yeah. He could totally be on Fox, man. They'd love him.
Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to buy anything on the internet.
Oh, please.
Help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. We don't bombard you with advertisements.
No.
But if you go buy shit from Amazon, go through our hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
We get paid.
And we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here at Crab Diving. Jury has come out and said that Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven is not a copy.
Oh, okay. Right.
A previous song. So Led Zeppelin's skating.
I got to tell you,
away
man.
From a plagiarization.
I heard a bunch of recordings. Yeah. Where their original songs are compared to what they supposedly stole from. And it's, I don't know, man. It's pretty damning.
Sounds pretty similar.
Yeah. I mean, I know there's only so many chord progressions and melodies out there, but Jesus Christ, I remember thinking,
right.
What do I know?
So there you go. The jury has found that they did not apparently steal it. I you know, it's so hard. There's, again, so many chord progressions that you can have. There's a limited amount, but dang, that it did sound pretty similar. Pretty fucking similar. We've got a, they're trying to apparently take away some rights in Cleveland already before they've even fucking happened. A judge there.
This Justin
has struck down plans that the city was trying to make to put limits on protests outside the Republican National Convention.
Is this like a free speech zone?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
The city said that this, quote, event zone is too large and security regulations, well, this event zone that the city wanted to create, not allowing protest, is too large. And that the regulations are too strict. That they were trying to put on these protests. 25 days away and counting, ladies and gentlemen.
It's right around the corner. We got to get our reservations.
U.S. Tickets. District Judge James Gwynn issued a preliminary injunction rejecting the city's plan to establish a large security zone in central Cleveland.
Wow.
They look down upon that kind of thing because what is in the Constitution? The First fucking Amendment.
And it's a protest. It is a protest. The idea is that you're protesting an event. So what? You're supposed to stay in a little area?
Right.
Fuck that.
Attorneys for the ACLU sued. And they are now trying to work on designing a new event zone with fewer restrictions. The lawsuit was filed on behalf of three groups who planned on demonstrating during the convention, July 18th, 21st in Cleveland. And they said that Cleveland imposed an unnecessarily large restricted area of 3.3 square miles in the city center.
That's a big area, isn't it?
Where they would limit free speech and mobility.
How can you even suggest that? Or is this fucking Russia?
Right. It's Mayor Daley shit all over again. Shoot to kill, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that warm and fuzzy of him?
The Democratic Convention in Chicago way back when.
It was a couple other groups, because don't forget the Trumpalos are worried that the RNC is going to take away the nomination from the orange one, from their Führer.
Okay.
And they want to protest too. So Citizens for Trump is one group. Organize Ohio is a liberal activist group.
Yes.
And the Northeast Ohio Coalition for the Homeless, another activist liberal group, all joined together to fight the city. Oh. So the libs and the conservatives both want to protest.
Oh. Everybody, hey.
You Kumbaya.
Right. Nobody's getting along with anybody.
Kumbaya, my lord. So there you go, a little hand-holding going,
Jesus,
I guess.
Right, I don't know what to make of this
small
Cleveland
victory
convention. It's going to be insane.
Oh, I can't fucking wait.
And listen, that zone ain't going to work. It's going to be nuts.
Right, especially if the shenanigans happen and they in any way try to take away the nomination from Trump.
And supposedly he's not a divider. He brings people together.
He does.
Okay, we'll see.
He brings billionaires and 13-year-olds together.
Yeah. Now, what's going
allegedly
on with that? It's still going on, right?
The lawsuit?
Being sued for raping a 13-year-old girl and he's running for president?
Well, they had to refile it because they fucked up their paperwork, right? Wasn't that
God
the story
damn it.
In California? So they refiled it in New York, and it's just a couple days ago it was officially accepted and filed. So, of course, Trump's campaign and Trump and everybody says it's some bullshit.
What else are they going to say? I mean, he's like, oh, I did it.
Real quick before we go, we only got about a minute left here on the big
God.
Show, ladies and gentlemen. Good news, a federal court ordered a Virginia school district on Thursday to allow a transgender student to use the same bathrooms as other boys.
Okay.
A transgender boy, the case of Gavin Grimm, a student at Virginia's Gloucester, is it G-L-O-U-C-E-S?
Yeah, it's
Gloucester, but they usually say Gloucester.
Oh, we say it wrong.
It's been closely watched in these bathroom wars. A U.S. district court in Norfolk, Virginia, ordered the school board of that county to allow Grimm to use the boys' restroom.
Oh, my God.
Grimm said in a statement, I'm elated to hear I'll be able to attend my senior year of high school with my full rights restored.
Eh.
So there you go. That's the school board said that, guess what? They're appealing to the Supreme Court.
Oh, God.
Don't let that tranny have go piddle in the boys' room. Yeah,
there's nothing else you could be concerned about.
And this is an actual...
With the school board.
This is not one of these, I'm deciding to be a boy this day so I can look at dicks in the bathroom like they always warn about.
That doesn't
this is someone
exist.
Who's actually making a transition, has been living, has a name, has been living as the gender at which he identifies, and they still don't want to let him use the bathroom.
Why doesn't the school board help this person?
They're helping society, Ryan, by keeping him out of the bathroom.
Ooh.
We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, 2 to 4 p.m. Faithless Friday. Join us.
Oh, my God, I can't wait.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Time Coast. Don't forget, we're on iTunes, on Stitcher, and at crabdiving.com. If you're going to buy anything on the internet, buy it through our hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where, find out when. Follow his Twitter stream at RatedRComedy. Go to his website. RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great Thursday.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.